The choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, to sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game. I want you to be better educated about your money. I want you to live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go! Salutations, greetings, and hello. My name is Stephen Briggs. I am chairperson and CEO of Briggs Financial Incorporated. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 135. We'll get to the title in a moment. Talk about the challenging year we had in 2022. And think about, I wrote a letter recently to our clients, and I post this on our webpage and our Facebook as well. There are a lot of headwinds that we have faced over the last 12 months. But there are also a number of things that I think people have been greatly worried about that just frankly have not happened. That, you know, we were supposedly going to see massive spikes in high energy prices through the winter, and that didn't happen. Oh, we're going to go into deep economic recession. That didn't happen. Oh, we're going to see massive amounts of unemployment. That also has not happened. We're going to see a slowdown or reduction in growth. The U.S. doubled Europe with respect to growth, doubled the OECD region with respect to growth. There's a lot of stuff that the experts all said would absolutely happen, high degree of certainty, and just never did. So throughout last year, we saw this precipitous decline in the market, 30%+ global overall bonds, NASDAQ down nearly 34%. Heck, our portfolio was down a pile last year. And yet, as we head into the beginning of this new year, my goodness, what a heck of a January. NASDAQ up over 10%, S&P up over 6%, Apple up over 17% to begin the year, NVIDIA up nearly 40%. Does that mean the world is just amazing? You can't miss out? But what happened to the world being terrible a month ago? Just 1 month ago, month of December of last year, Apple was down 12% for the month, NVIDIA was down 14% for the month, the S&P was down 6%, NASDAQ was down 9%. Down 12, up 17, down 14, up 40, down 6, plus 6, down 9, up 12. If that makes your stomach churn, you may feel like you're on a ship that's just rocking back and forth in every which way. Yep, that's what you got for a market. But that market is really, I think, reflective of human behavior on this. Why is human behavior so topsy-turvy about it? And the answer is because we're so reactionary. People are so reactionary. We are so reaction-driven. Look at the usage of social media. Look how quickly someone can go from perfectly calm to 100% pissed off in the span of seconds, from cool to boiling hot. That's not natural. That's not normal. It's destructive. And the thing is, it's also not, it is also, I guess in a sense, I say that's not normal, and I'm wrong on that. It is normal in the sense that it is normal for human beings to become hyperbolic at various points in times in history, when we hit these sort of pressure points and apexes. Keeping a balanced mindset, not getting too overly excited when things are all going your way, and not getting too overly disappointed when the chips are down, is maybe that's the uncommon mindset. I'm not sure. But interestingly, you know, I do think that keeping an objective approach, keeping an objective and constructive mindset of what you can control, what you can't control, keeping inventory of that, then stripping away what you can't control and go, okay, of the things I can control, what's most important? And focusing on that and making that how you set goals, how you set priorities. You can't control if the market's up or down, but you can control how much you're on Amazon or how much you're on, pick your favorite, whether it's, for me, I'm a gamer, so how much you're on GameStop or you're on an eBay or Facebook group buying games, whether that's clothing, whether that's a car, whatever it might be, going, I could probably do a little bit less or a lot less of that. I can control that behavior. Can't control market up, can't control market down, can control how I consume, how I save, increasing my 401k, whatever it might be for you. And overall, I can go on and live life and try to treat people well. And that mindset probably serves a whole lot better than getting too awful worried about any given month, any given quarter, or frankly, any given year. Well, Stephen, a year's a long time. No, it's not. In the span of a business cycle, it's 4 quarters. It's not a lot of time. Lots of things can happen in a year. Lots of things can happen in 3 years, in 5 years. Think about all that's happened even in the last 3 years. This is about the time COVID started to become a news headline just 3 years ago. It feels like we've lived 30 years. 3 years. A little over 1,000 days. That's it. It's not a long time. And yet it is. Because it feels like a long time. A year feels like a long time. Or it can. So I think it's important that the way we approach everything in this regard, whether it is your employer and employment, whether it is your investment strategy, whether it's how you save, whether it's how you treat people, how you make decisions, how you carry yourself, how you live, I think there's a middle balance part to this that if you can put yourself in that spot consistently, you're probably going to do pretty well. Interestingly, I'm far from the first person to have this sentiment, and certainly not the most articulate on this point. But I would like to point to someone who was particularly articulate on this point, and that is the writer, journalist, poet, Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling, English novelist, journalist, wrote a lot of short stories and poems, and he won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1907, and after that wrote this poem, a poem called If, in 1910, which won a number of awards and accolades for the work. But I think that this poem, If, really strikes at the heart of so many things that we can find ourselves at extremes at, that I think if we just take a few minutes and really think about and take some time to quietly digest, turning off the TV, turning off the, social media, just doing a little bit of reading and reflecting, you find that there's a lot of value in perhaps taking a more balanced viewpoint. And if that's the viewpoint you want, well, then you have to let that kind of marinate and kind of absorb its way into what your habits are, how you behave, what your attitudes are towards things. And that's a word I've used in previous podcasts, the word attitude. Our attitudes and values drive our actions, which drive our results. Our attitudes drive behaviors and actions that drive results. And so with that, I want to read the poem If to you. Maybe share a few thoughts along the way here, but first let's read it straight up, without interruption. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or be lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone. And so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you. If all men count on you, count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. You start thinking about the kind of, you see the extremes in each kind of stanza and each coupling here. And I think that there are certain ones that, you know, kind of ring out in a really big way, I think, at least in this discussion. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Let me tell you. When you go down 30% in the market, people got questions for you, especially as an asset manager. And that's nature of the beast. This isn't the first time I've seen a pullback. This isn't the first time I've seen a down market. But and our clients, I'll tell you, 99% of y'all have been amazing. So, you know, it's just like, you know, and it's okay to ask questions, by the way. But it's interesting to see the whole world losing its head. You know, market's down, it could go down further, da-da-da. I'm like, it could. But if you've got good fundamental companies, you're not really worried about it. The price is the price. Then don't sell. Don't sell when people aren't going to buy from you. Don't sell at the bottom. If anything, you got extra cash, buy at the bottom. But it requires you to buy when everyone else doesn't want to own the asset anymore. That buy low, sell high thing's way harder than it looks. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. And that's that allowance part. It's okay if you doubt me. It's okay if you doubt what's going on. But it's important that you trust yourself and go, fall back on what is it that we're doing and why is it that we're doing that. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting. Too often, by the way, social media, and I blame social media the hardest because you get this, you have this thing in your pocket that constantly notifies you. Wait and not be tired by waiting. Ooh, it's been a year. Okay. That doesn't mean there's a good action to take. There isn't in this case. Hang out, relax. It's important. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. We'd like to have strong returns and great growth, but you want to know what? There's a possibility that that doesn't happen. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. Yeah, we're going to have to make decisions and choices. Like there's analysis and then there's, we got to go do a thing. If you can meet triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. I think it's amazing to suggest triumph and disaster, the two extremas, imposters. And I think it's correct. I think people, when they go, oh, wow, things are up. I am on top of the world. That is kind of a false truth. And at the same time, when things aren't going so great, oh, the world's terrible. Nothing will ever possibly go right. Triumph and disaster, absolutely imposters. And you think about this. I mean, going a little bit further. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, being able to put yourself in a position where, especially that's, you know, whether it's your friends, your family, your worst enemy, that these people aren't in an ability to make you overly vulnerable. And that doesn't mean they can't, you know, they won't affect you in some way, but you can put how they affect you in that in an appropriate place. And also important to have people that can counsel you and help you, but also trust yourself in that too. You know a lot of things. You're smarter than you think. And here's one of the biggest ones. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, can you make every second count? Can you make every minute, every hour, every day valuable? Are you deliberate in your thought, deed, and action? Or are you just kind of going through the motions? Famous coach John Wooden said, you know, had a quote, make every day your masterpiece. When you think about a masterpiece, think about what maybe a fine work of art, whether that's every pixel, whether that's every drop of paint or ink or whatever the medium is. Do you ever sit there and look at a masterpiece and go, yeah, but that bottom part's a little off. Yeah, but that nose, that chin could have gotten done a little better. And no. The masterpiece, every drop, every pixel, every dot is exactly in place as it should be. Perfectly as the artist intended it. And it's not to say that our lives are going to be perfect, but what it is to say is that they were intentional. They were intentional with everything they did to the exactness that they did it, and then it is done. If you think about a performer, think about Yo-Yo Ma doing the Bach cello suites. And by the way, if you have never heard Yo-Yo Ma, incredible cellist, best cellist in the world, perform the Bach cello suites, you really should look that up. I don't care if that's on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, whatever your favorite is. It's a great way to start the day, and it's a great way to get your mind into a space to focus and relax and work all at the same time. And truly beautiful. But just the, you know, the deliberateness, each bowing, each note, each intonation, just perfect. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, and the closer you get to that perfection with your time, your energy, your talents, my goodness, you're going to live such a fulfilled and complete life. There's another Woodenism I've come across. I read a book on Wooden, you know, by Wooden recently, so that's the inspiration here. You're like, God, Stephen, that's a whole lot of UCLA basketball, NCAA as well, but UCLA basketball. I'm like, yeah. All right, but it's got a lot of truths in this thing. I mean, so that's just it. It's that, you know, you're being, you know, in terms of being deliberate with your time, your energy, and talents, and then whatever the outcome is the outcome. You can't control all the outcomes. I can't control how the stock market does. You can't control whether or not you have a job the next day. He used a phrase, now, this is what I was going to bring up, that, you know, you learn like you're going to live forever, and you live like you're going to die tomorrow. Learn like you're going to live forever, but live like you're going to die tomorrow. That, because we don't know. We all have an expiration date, and none of us know what it is. So making certain that you have taken care of the people around you, that you've taken care of yourself, that you've done everything you want to and can to live the best life you can, to be the best prepared you can, and at the same time, you're learning as though, hey, I could be doing this, I could be me a very long time, and we are living ever increasingly longer. So it's more important now than ever to be prepared. Prepare ourselves in all the ways, financially, certainly, but I think emotionally, I think physically. That's one of my big pushes this year, is losing a considerable amount of weight. I have not given physical the credence it deserves. It's been probably on my to-do for a decade, if not more. And I've just backburnered it, can't backburner it. Coming up on 40. Body's not going to like it if I keep doing what I'm doing. Can't do it. Got to change. Got to grow. 60 seconds worth of distance run. Probably ought to run more. And then lastly, Yours is the earth and everything and everything that's in it. And that's, there it is. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. It's yours. If you can keep this balance, this dynamic, this push-pull, and be in the middle of it and not be pushed nor pulled too much or too little. If you can do that. With that, I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Money is Personal. I hope you catch the other, look into the other 134 episodes. There's a lot of learning there. Our website has a great way, by the way. If you just go to BriggsWealth.com and go into the search, you can search by topic. You can pull up all sorts of things to your heart's content. I was pulling up for a client a few days ago, an episode. I pulled up an episode from probably 2.5-3 years ago that was relevant to what they were asking about. And that's pretty amazing. Like, we have built so much content, and so much of it is still relevant today. No sales pitches, no gimmicks. You know what we do here: financial planning, investments, tax preparation. You know how to get a hold of me: steven@briggswealth.com, steven @briggswealth.com. But go on there, take a look. You can also obviously find our podcasts wherever podcasts are played: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Player FM, and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Be safe, be well, and we'll catch you with a fresh episode next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas. And check out our firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data for making financial or investment decisions, and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. This information is not meant as a financial or investment advice pertaining to your personal situation. The selection of appropriate investment or planning options and/or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.